Free. Human rights activists and members of the International Aid Convoy, known as Miles of Smiles Convoy, have organized a press conference focusing on the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. They gathered in front of the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing to highlight the many miseries of people of Gaza.
We are standing before the Erez crossing, as it's the symbol of the Israeli occupation. The borders are supposed to help the people, but in our case, they add up to their misery. We are suffering the blockade consequences. The siege must be lifted and Gazans must have their right to self-determination.
After the press conference, the participants chanted slogans in solidarity with Palestinians living under Israeli siege.
Our slogan in Miles of Smiles convoy is no to the blockade, no to the occupation, and free Palestine. The blockade imposed on Gaza is immoral and inhumane. We will announce this year as the year of ending the blockade on Gaza.
The members of the aid convoy who have recently made it into Gaza through the Rafah crossing say they came to Gaza to show commitment to the Palestinian cause and to stand against the Israeli blockade, which has been in place since 2007.
We came here to the Erez gate, which I call the death gate, to call on the international community to intervene to open it. People in Gaza are dying slowly. I am an athlete, and I cannot participate in champions outside as the borders are closed. All our rights are taken away from us.
According to the UNRWA, as a result of the Israeli blockade, the unemployment rate in Gaza stands now at 50%, while 70% of Gazans live in poverty. Gazans call on the human rights organizations and the international community to help put an end to the Israeli illegal blockade and the Egyptian enclosure, which are grinding the lives of people in the impoverished coastal enclave. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.